having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. That, my friends, is the definition of potential. Here it is in a noun. Latent qualities or abilities that may be developed and lead to future success or usefulness. What could be? Those are the three words I think of when I hear the word potential. What could be? Not what could have been. Not if only. If only I had this. If only I came from this. No. What could be? Those three words right there should excite you. They should wake you up every single day and fire you up. I know what happened yesterday. I know what happened last week. I know last year seemed like a big failure. But today, what could be? Tomorrow, what could be? This upcoming year, what could be? Last week, we answered the question, why am I here? In other words, what is my purpose in this life? Now, let's see how that question is directly linked to what you are capable of doing. In other words, your potential. Thank you, legends, for tuning in to another episode of the Leave Your Mark podcast. As always, I am your host, Miguel Mendoza, and this is the podcast created to help your legacy. Thank you, my family, from wherever you're tuning in from, whether it be YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Patreon. I appreciate you. I love you. All I ask, aside from your faithfulness from listening to all these episodes and or watching these episodes, is that you pay it forward. You pass this episode along to a close friend, to a family member who you feel like could be impacted from this. If not this episode, maybe your favorite episode, one that really clicked for you, that flipped a switch for you. Okay, thank you to all those who have reached out to me, whether you've DM'd me on social media, whether you've emailed me, telling me how this has impacted you. That's what I do it for. I do it for you. Now, we are on a 5-week series answering the 5 questions that Dr. Miles Monroe came up with of explaining the human existence. The 5 questions of life. And we're on week 4. We're on the 4th question. So we're almost there. If you've kept up with us, I will be honest. I believe it was the 2nd question we've answered, week 2, which was, where do I come from? Your source in life. That episode, we did take a dip in viewership, in listeners. And honestly, I expected that. Okay. It's rough to hang on to a series like this, especially, I'll be honest with you, week 2, talking about where you come from, that was probably the hardest episode for me to draw up, to outline. Okay, if I'm being real with you here, because we're family, it took a while. I really needed to put myself in different spaces, really needed to just meditate, and it was the shortest episode, right? Because there wasn't a whole lot to dive deep into, okay? So, thank you for those who bared with me. Week 1 was, who am I? Right? Discovering your identity and then recreating your identity, because it has to be in that order. You can't recreate who you want to be unless you first discover who you are. You cannot set out to be a winner unless you first realize the loser characteristics that you have, okay? Once we have done that, we need to figure out, where do I come from? Why do we need to do this? Today, we'll have something to do with that when it comes to your potential. But you need to know where you come from, because when you know where you come from, you understand that you come from a limitless being. Whether you believe in God, whether you believe in the universe, whatever you believe in, I hope it's something. Because if you believe that we all come from nothing, unfortunately, this series will not do a lot for you, because your potential will be nothing. Okay, I'll explain more about that. But so we need to answer, who am I? We need to answer, where do I come from? Then we need to answer, why am I here? What is your purpose in this life? And they all coincide with one another. In order to find out who you are, you need to find out where you come from. In order to find out where you come from, you need to know who you are. Once you discover those two things, you can discover why you are here. What is your purpose in this life? And if you don't have the belief in a creator, if you don't have the belief in the power of the universe, it is very hard to tap into your purpose in this life. Now, I've recapped you all the way up to today. The question we're answering today is, what can I do? What is my potential? Now, to tie it back to last week, God or the universe reveals your potential when he shows you your purpose. Let me run that back. Your potential is revealed once your purpose is revealed. Oh, I have some good news for you today. The universe will not give you a vision that you are not capable of achieving. You mean even me? Even I'm capable of achieving this vision I was given? You mean even though I am broke right now? Yes. You mean even though I'm looked down on by so many people? Yes. You mean even though I don't have many supporters? Yes. You mean even though I keep losing loss after loss, I am capable of achieving this vision that I'm given, this big dream that I have? Absolutely. Again, no one is given a vision that they are not capable of achieving. No one is given the preview to a movie that they cannot produce. No one is given a revelation that they cannot reveal to the world. Once the idea, invention, song, art has been sent to you by the Creator, that is all the evidence you need on your potential. Now, the question lies, how big can you dream? Here's the answer. There are no limits. Because when you limit your capacity to dream, you are limiting the powers of the universe. And you don't want to do that. Your source, right? Talking about week two, your source, where you come from, your creator has no limits. It had no beginning and it has no end. So the depths of your imagination produces you to dream as big as you can possibly dream, which means your potential will be as big as you can dream. Once you fully understand that, okay, you might not right now, but once you fully understand that my dream equals my potential, my vision equals what I can do as a human being, everything in your life will change. One of the first things that will change is your work ethic. Your work ethic reflects your belief in your potential. Let me tell you a story. This was an actual experiment done in a classroom. There is a teacher who divided his classroom into three separate groups. He gave all of these groups a batch of rats. Group one received the highly intelligent rats. Group two received the average, mediocre rats. And group three received the incompetent rats, the dumb rats. Now, their task was to train these rats to get through an obstacle. Each group had the same obstacle, and they each had the same amount of time to train these rats to get through the obstacle. Once their time was up and it was time to perform, The results came back as expected. Group one with the highly intelligent rats got through just fine. Group two with the average mediocre rats, they did okay, right? They did average. A lot of them got through. Some didn't. Some took way longer than others. Group three with the underachieving dumb rats did horrible. None of the rats made it through. And a lot of them were even fighting over the cheese. Now, nobody's mind was blown. It was just, okay, this is the experiment. We all kind of knew how this would go. But the teacher had a surprise for them that completely changed their mindset, and it will probably change yours. The teacher told them all the rats that participated today were all the same exact rats. There were no highly intelligent rats. There were no average rats. There were no dumb rats. They were all from the same bunch. What was the difference? The difference was what you believed about the rats, what you believed about their potential. Ooh, y'all feel me? Anybody? Come on. Comment amen. Comment hallelujah. Something. Come on. Talk to me, people. Talk to me. This is a perfect example of how your work ethic, how hard you work, reflects your belief in your potential. Let me ask you, which batch do you come from? Which group are you? Are you the group? Are you the person that believes you are highly intelligent? That I was given a big task. I was given a big vision. So I'm capable of achieving it because I'm intelligent. Because I know who I am. Because I know where I come from. Because I know my purpose. Therefore, I know my potential. Or are you group three? Are you the one who says, I'm not capable. Here are my excuses. Here's all the things I didn't have growing up. Here's the short list of my supporters. And therefore, here's my lack of potential. That's why I always say, vision speaks for itself. I could care less about how many people tell me how big their vision is, how high their goals are. You can save it because I will tell by your work ethic. I will tell by the way you treat yourself. I will tell by the way you prepare. I will tell without you even saying a word. And here's another thing a lot of people don't understand about potential. Potential is not what you can achieve. Okay, I know we talked a lot about success, achievements. But that's not what potential is. Potential is not what you can achieve. It's who you can become. There's a saying, if you're too focused on results, you'll never change. But if you're focused on change, then the results are inevitable. If you achieve success without changing, you will not hang on to that success. It will not be sustainable because maybe everything on the outside changed, but nothing on the inside changed. Stop praying for success. Stop praying for money. Pray to become the person who can achieve and sustain success and start praying for the person who can make that money, who can keep that money, who can invest that money. Potential is all about who you can become, not what you can achieve. That part will take care of itself. It's almost a byproduct. And now, when it comes to who you can become, I don't mean who else you can be like. Your maximum potential is not being someone else. You will never be the best copy of anyone, but you will always be the best authentic you. Why do we think that we can have this unique vision and bring it out into the world by trying to be like somebody else? And by trying to compare ourselves to other people. And we'll talk about comparison here in a bit. But you cannot even answer the first question in this series by trying to be like other people. What's the first question you may ask if you haven't kept up? It's, who am I? Who are you? Are you Nike? so concerned with what you're wearing, with the brands all over you, the brand names, and you have no idea what your name is. You have no idea who you are. Meaning that you have no idea what you can do, what you're made of, what you're capable of, what your potential is. Stop trying to be like other people. Sure, take some good qualities, some good habits from people, but your goal should not be to become them. That's a lousy life, if you ask me. I don't want to be the copy of somebody else. I don't want to have success by being a copy of somebody else. I don't want to leave a legacy of being a copy of somebody else. I want to be authentically me. That's how I can reach my maximum potential. Here's another thing about potential. Why I love it so much. It's that you can always get better. Regardless of who you are, regardless of what you have achieved, regardless of all the championships you may have won, regardless of how great your life is, you can always get better. Remember when I said your potential is limitless? Your capacity to dream is limitless? This is what I mean. You can always get better. And you should always have that drive and ambition to get better. Because once that stops, well, that's a dangerous thing. What is the purpose of living if we cannot continuously progress? If we cannot continuously get better? If we can't get better in our work ethic? If we can't get better in our preparation? If we can't get better in our reading? If we can't get better in how we talk to people? If we cannot get better in how we serve others? What's the point? That's potential. It's who you can become and how you can become better. Ooh, man, I'm so happy for y'all if you stuck around through this series here in part 4 and week 4. I was very excited to prepare this episode, you guys. Because let me tell you, you were given a gift. You were given a unique gift. And we talked about this in last week's episode. The meaning of life is to find your gift. And the purpose of life is to give it away. You were given a gift. Maybe you know what it is. Maybe you don't yet. Maybe you're too scared to find out what it is because you're too scared to lose it. Or you're too scared to use it and then stumble and fall and embarrass yourself and all that. That really doesn't matter. Because we're all going to die one day and no one's going to remember your falls, your failures, or anything like that. The only thing that sticks is legacy. The only thing that makes legacy is sharing your gift to the world by making it a better place. You were given a gift, but let me tell you right now, it comes at a cost. Your gift is not free. What's the cost? You have to work for it. You have to work at it. You have to manifest it. You have to grow it. You have to get better at it. You have to get better at sharing your gift. You have to cultivate your gift so much that you can share it. Your God-given gift doesn't guarantee that you will succeed. It just guarantees you an opportunity. That's potential. Potential isn't guaranteed. It's an opportunity. And let me tell you, what an opportunity you have. And this gift is also not free because it comes with consequences if you do not cultivate it and bring it out into this world. The world, here are the consequences, okay? Here are the two main consequences to not bringing your gift out into the world. The world will not reach its full potential. Okay? The world can reach its full potential when everybody understands their purpose and potential and lives according to it. brings their gift out into the world, serves the world in this way. That is the full potential of the world. Obviously, we are not there. Obviously, most people do not live out their life's purpose. Most people do not reach their maximum potential. Most people die and their dreams and their gift gets buried with them. That's the sad reality. And the other consequence is you will be miserable. You might fake happiness by being a sellout on your dream, but deep down you know, if only I could have, if only I should have, I could have done this, but you know what, that's fine. I got a great family, all this and that. Well, you know, that sounds fine. That's great. I'm sure you love your family and your family loves you, but you have limited your potential and your family has to live with somebody who is mediocre, because mediocrity is settling for less than your potential. And you will teach them to settle for less than their potential. And you will have to rely, your family legacy will have to rely on one person that breaks through all those limitations you have helped create. These are the consequences to not bringing out your gift into the world. Now, you may be the recipient of believing that your potential is limited because of people in your family before you. Now, let's break down why you believe your potential is limited so we can move past that. Okay, here's one big reason besides, you know, seeing the examples in your family. One of the reasons is your past experience. Because of your past failures, because of the people who have mocked you and made fun of you in your past, because of the people who said you cannot do X, Y, and Z because you are X, Y, and Z. That is a huge, if not the biggest reason most of our potential is limited. Because you believe their lies. And it may not be your fault, because a lot of this starts at childhood, where your potential is limited, has dirt thrown on it by family, whether it be older or younger relatives, by friends at school, the first time they tell you that you suck at art. But let me tell you right now, your past is not a projection. It's a redirection. Your experiences do not define your potential. It does not matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened last year. It doesn't matter what happened in your childhood. That does not define your potential. It does not define what you're capable of. They may have just been redirections of, I have to do this a different way. I may have to do this alone. I may have to do this with less support. I may have to do this with lack of finances. I may have to do this as the only one believing in my dream. Your past is not a projection. It's a redirection. Now, I told you we would talk about comparison. Comparison is the other reason our potential is so limited. We compare ourselves to other people. We compare ourselves to the things that other people have achieved. We compare ourselves to the time length in which other people have succeeded. You may be 31, but you're seeing these 22-year-olds become millionaires on drop shipping, on social media, whatever the case may be. You are comparing yourselves to people who are not given your vision. Comparison is the thief of all joy. Comparison is also the thief of all potential. Comparison is the thief of all visions. The only comparison that you should make in your life is what you have done compared to what you could have done. It's giving yourself constructive criticism. It's learning from your past mistakes, because it's you versus you. It's you versus the person in the mirror. It's you versus the person who is craving mediocrity. It's you versus the person who is craving comfort. It's you versus the version of you who is craving lack of discipline. and you have to fight till you can't fight no more. And you may lay down, you may lose, you may bleed a while, but then you get back up and you keep fighting. My past experiences have nothing to do with my destiny. My past experiences do not define my potential. Now, you may not believe your potential is limited, but ask yourself this. Do you live like your potential is limited? What do you mean, Miguel? Do you live like somebody who is capable of reaching your dreams? Whatever your dreams are you living like that person? If you want to be a pro athlete, are you living like somebody who is preparing to be a pro athlete? Are you putting in the work? Are you taking care of your body? Are you taking care of your diet? If you have a business, a small business, and you want to blow it up, are you living like a successful business owner of a Fortune 500 company? Sure, Miguel, I am. Are you though? Are you really? Are you constantly figuring out ways to get better? Are you following up on leads? Are you working on holidays? Because yes, you got to work on holidays when you're getting started. Are you doing whatever it takes, regardless of how much sleep you get, how much sleep you don't get? Or are you putting your social life before that? Ask yourself honestly, truthfully, with no filter, do you live like your potential is limited? Remember, your potential is revealed when your purpose is revealed. No one is given a vision that they do not have the potential of living out. What can you do? What is your potential? Limitless.